This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. This week, I'm going to be sharing with you one of my favorite tools for coming up with strong, specific statements that sell the value of what you do in a succinct fashion. I love it, not least of all because it helps people write better copy faster, but because it's got a pretty wicked name. Today, you will be introduced to the Headline Shaker Maker. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So, are you ready to shake out all the value of what you have to offer and put it together in a rock-solid headline? Then let's hit publish. Welcome back to another episode of Hit Publish. So, what's been happening in your crazy content world this past week? In my little corner of the world, I've been trying to keep warm as the weather turns colder, something I'm very thankful for because it's given us Brits something to talk about. Ooh, feel that cold snap. Isn't it cold? It's been so mild recently. Yes, that's how we bond over here. On a content note, a couple of weeks ago, I did a webinar about writing killer landing page copy, and it was crazy fun. I think the place that I did it for, a company called Unbound, had more than 3,000 people sign up for it, which is probably one of my biggest crowds, and that includes the time that I used to sing in pubs in a bluegrass band. If you visit their site, you can catch a recording of it, and I'll link to it in the show notes. But in the webinar, I shared a few of my favourite tools for making killer landing page copywriting simple and practical. One of those tools is the Headline Shaker Maker, which is what we're going to look at today. But before we do, let's have a little rustle in the bag of comments to see who we have in here. Oh, best not forget the music. First out of the bag, we have Craig McBreen. Now, Craig runs McBreenMedia.com, and he teaches you how to have a breakout brand. If you're just starting out with your online business, do check out his website, because he's got some great resources to help make sure that you're putting out a consistent message about your business that really stands out. In fact, I recommend that you check out his recent post called How to Build a Brand That Will Grow Your Business, the Ultimate 10-Step Guide, and I'll link to that in the show notes as well. It's a good one. Craig's comment was actually made the other day as we were chatting for his podcast, which is called The Art of Breaking Out. He was saying that he was enjoying Hit Publish. In particular, he liked the previous shows about beating the blank stare and also about using butterfly moments in your copy to captivate your reader. So thanks, Craig. And as I say, if you want tips about branding, anything from coming up with a tagline to planning out your content strategy, do check out his site. Now, you know what time it is. It's time for the word of the week. I love this week's word, which is uxorious. Husbands around the world learn this word. Wives around the world also learn this word, for it means doting upon, foolishly fond of, or affectionately submissive towards one's wife. Uxorious. Somewhere I'll be hiding this valuable word in today's podcast. I'm really hoping my husband listens in, finds it, and starts applying it to his life. I'm just kidding. He's already uxorious. Now, today's lesson answers this very important Dear Amy letter that I'm pretty sure you'll be able to relate to. Dear Amy, how the flip do you write a good headline that makes my business or product sound good? Yours, at the end of my tether, anyone who's ever had to write a headline, ever. Headline writing is hard, I'm not going to deny it, but that doesn't mean it can't be fun as well. Like a gentle jog up a mountain. The process can be illuminating, invigorating, and it doesn't have to result in you tearing out your hair. And at the end of it, you'll have a headline that you'll look at with the same wonder and amazement as you would get looking out from the top of that mountain you just jogged up. Now, before we get into the process, I want to give you a word of warning about headline templates. There are two things you need to know. One, headline templates are very useful to help you write a strong headline. Two, headline templates are awful for helping you write a strong headline. Hang on, Amy. I see what you've done there. You've given me a conflicting statement to create confusion and hold my attention. Shh, don't give away all my magic tricks. That's right, headline templates are good and bad, just as all copywriting templates basically are good and bad. They're bad because they can make you lazy. They can lull you into this false sense of security that if you just put certain words in a set order or use magic words, people will automatically convert into your customers. But templates can be fantastic. For example, after you've gone through the headline shaker-maker process and highlighted your key selling elements, using a template or looking at another headline to find inspiration of how to structure those elements can be very useful. What I'm saying is this: don't be like a bad horror movie franchise. Don't simply copy what the previous film did, change the character names, and then expect success. Instead, look for good headlines and use good headlines that you see around you to inspire you to come up with creative ways of writing your own unique headlines that you can test and tweak. Now, onto the headline shaker maker. Can you hear that? That's the sound of you shaking up all the crazy good things about your business so that you can see them in front of you at a glance and then pick the ones most likely to set your customer's world on fire. From there, you then craft your headline or your value statement. So how does it work? First of all, you're going to need a piece of paper, which you're going to split into a grid containing 6 boxes. And I'd make them pretty big boxes as you'll be putting multiple ideas in each one. So take a full sheet of paper or even a flip chart if you're working in a team and set out your 6 boxes. In one box, write features. In another, write short-term results. In another, write future opportunities. The next one is problems solved, then emotional benefits, and in the last one, urgency or deadline. So you should have a title in each of those 6 boxes. Then start thinking about your specific product or service and start filling in the boxes. Now it's up to you. You can try and just work through one box at a time, but I would suggest working through the different boxes one-on-one and then sit back and just generally look at your sheet and see if any more ideas spring to mind that you can just pop in the relevant box on your grid. Okay, now that you've got your grid, let's start working through each box and look at a few examples of what you might include. So the first one that we had was features. Now, when it comes to writing content or copy about what you offer, features usually, they're given a bit of a bad rap because a lot of advice tells you focus on the benefits of what you offer. But features are important, and sometimes you will want a feature in your headline. For example, let's say you're selling a course and it runs for 4 weeks, and within those 4 weeks, your customer will learn conversational Spanish. So the feature of a 4-week course is important because it puts on a very relevant timescale for people. Or you might be offering a live workshop. Again, the feature of the fact that it's live might be an important point that you decide you want to include in your headline on that brochure, that leaflet, or that sales page. Now, here's what I want to say as you're filling in these boxes. At this stage, do not self-edit. Don't throw anything out because you think it's not important, because it doesn't matter at this stage. We just want as much information as possible, because in the next step of the headline shaker maker, we're going to be shaking our bits and pieces and see what rises to the top. So yes, get everything down in the features column that you can think of about your product or service. Now, the next couple of boxes I want you to think about are short-term results and long-term opportunities. And there's a reason these two are slightly different. And there's a reason that I didn't just include, you know, what are the benefits? Because sometimes it's easier to think of it in these two different ways, because your product may have immediate results that your customer will see from using your product. And it may also create long-term opportunities for them that they wouldn't otherwise have. So for example, let's say that you help people improve their presentation skills. Short-term results may be that they are able to deliver a one-day seminar that's captivating, engaging, and a joy to not just for them, but for their audience. Now, with this newly acquired skill, what might the long-term opportunities be? It might be that they find themselves in line for a promotion, or they start seeing their workshops sell out as word spreads about how good they are. Another example might be that as a sports therapist, short-term, you help someone recover from an injury so that they're no longer in pain and they get their mobility back. But long-term, maybe they're then able to compete in sports again or run a marathon. So start to look at your product and start to work on what are the short-term results and then what are the long-term opportunities. And once you've done that, and don't worry, feel free to hit pause and come back to me when you're ready. the next one I want you to pin down are the problems your product or service solves. So the problem solved box. But here's what I would say with this one. Don't just think of the main problem your product solves. Try to think of all the little annoyances that occur in your customer's life that you can make go away. Let's say you help small businesses get more sales leads through their website. Now, the obvious problem solved, well, it helps with a lack of sales. But depending on who your customer is, there are probably more problems that this service solves. If only we could be invisible and swoop into our customer's life to observe some of these problems. Oh, wait. By the power of podcasting, we can. Now, let's imagine our target market is a small business owner. Our product helps them get more sales through their website. Let's see if we can spot all the little problems that our customer is suffering from because of a lack of sales. Okay, hold on tight. Right now we are flying through the podcast airwaves to go and see our struggling but determined business owner. And that's his house down there. Let's just go down. Okay, just perch on the windowsill. Don't worry, he can't see us. We're invisible. Let's just open this window and we'll slip into his home office undetected. Oh, please, please, please let there be some inquiries. At this stage, I take almost anything. That last client was a nightmare. But even terrible clients look like an oasis when you're having a drought. Ah, nothing. Not a sausage. Hey, love. I brought you a cup of tea. Thanks. How's it going? I've only just got in here. How am I supposed to know how it's going? I'm sorry. You're right. Okay, but wait. Dash. I shouldn't have snapped like that. It's not her fault I'm stressed. I just feel better when I'm working on something, when I've got something to invoice. She probably thinks I don't do anything while she's out at work. Because if I did, we wouldn't be struggling like this. No, that's not fair. She's very supportive. I just wish I could be more uxorious. Now, already, you can see that this really isn't just about getting more sales. How many problems have you counted so far? Because here's what I've got. One, being forced to accept nightmare clients because they're the only ones around. Two, snapping at his wife and then feeling guilty. Three, worrying that people might think he's not working hard because he doesn't have the outward look of success of all these clients.
Hello? Hi, Nigel.
Oh, no. It's that guy from the networking night. Hi, Tom.
Say, did you think more about my proposition for joining the Network Golden Mastermind Club? I think it'd be right up your street.
I'm just not sure I can afford it right now.
Nigel, if you can't afford it, then your business needs this. It's only £200 a month. All you have to do is bring 5 high-quality referrals of business for our members. In return, there's a good chance you might pick up referrals for your business. It's a win-win.
Nigel,
are you flooded with leads at the moment? Is your business inundated with so many sales that you can't find time to spend with us? Exactly. Look, I'll pop around tomorrow with the membership forms. We'll get you all signed up. Have your credit card ready.
Right. See if there's any good news in the post. Oh, for Pete's sake. How can we be using that much gas and electricity? Another one for the pile. I'm like Pavlov's dog at the moment. The letterbox goes and I just want to run under my desk and hide. This definitely wasn't what I dreamed of when I started my business. I know I'm good. I've got great testimonials. I just don't know how to reach the right people. Okay, I think we'd better leave Nigel in peace. But how many more problems did you count? Here's what I got. One, feeling under pressure to invest in networking groups he doesn't actually like. Two, feeling out of control when it comes to paying his bills. And three, the frustration of not living the dream of his business. We should go now. Hang on. Wait. Okay, technically, in the podcast world, when you go undercover like this, it's a bit like Star Trek. You're not supposed to interfere with what you see, but I can't leave Nigel like this. He's a good guy, and I do happen to have some leftover Hit Publish magic sprinkles.
Hello, is that ABC Computing?
That's right, you're through to Nigel. I'm the owner.
Oh, excellent. Look, you recently did some fantastic work for a friend of mine. I own a pretty large inbound marketing company, and with our recent growth, I mean, we're just struggling to process and manage all our orders. Now, I don't know what your bandwidth is like, but we have a 6-month project, pays really well. I would just love to hire you to build our new backend system. My friend's company has been able to scale so much after the systems that you put in place. Also, I hope you don't mind me saying, but I found it really hard to find you on the web. Now, I don't know, you might just be inundated with referrals, but if you are looking for more leads, in addition to your fee, I would love to set you up with a complimentary account for inbound marketing, plus intensive training to help generate referrals for you from the web. I mean, I don't know, does this any of this sound like something you'd be interested in?
Yes. Yeah, it does. Look, let me ask you a couple of questions. I'd love to find out more about your company.
Attaboy, Nigel. Come on, he's got it from here.
So when you look really close, you might be amazed at just how many problems your product or service solves and see how much you can come up with. The final two boxes you should be looking at are emotional benefits and urgency or deadline. And these are pretty simple. For emotions, pop down how your customer is going to feel when they experience those short-term results, long-term opportunities, or get rid of those problems. And for the urgency or deadline box, include any important time-sensitive details, such as when a promotion will finish, or even how long it might be before customers see results. If they can solve their problem in a week, this would be a really good point to put down in this particular box. Now we come to the headline shaker maker, part two. Take out a highlighter pen or a coloured marker or a crayon, whatever is your favourite, and start picking out the elements most important to your customer. Ideally, I wouldn't have any more than 5 or 6 at this stage because this lets you be really brutal with the details that you're going to use in your headline. And this basically is the part where we're shaking all the pieces and we're seeing what sticks out. Once you've gone through everything, the 5 or 6 items you have highlighted are the ones you're going to use. That's not to say the other items aren't important, but this process is all about prioritizing what you want your customer to know about your product straight away. Then it's a case of putting them together. Now, if I were you, I would aim to have 2 to 3 elements in your final headline, because you can always use the leftover elements in your subheading or in the beginning part of your body copy. Now, this is where you might find it useful to look up headline templates for inspiration. Try to think of different combinations that explain to your customer, here's the problem you're going to solve, here's some of the benefits, here's what you'll experience, and here's how you'll feel when you're going to do it. Now, on a podcast, it's quite tricky to walk through how you should structure those headline elements. So what I would recommend is looking at templates or looking at other classic headlines and seeing if they can inspire you for how to put those final elements together. But I'm not going to leave you hanging. If you want specific headline help, go to the comments of this page, of the show page on hitpublish.fm, and let me know. What are your final 5 to 6 or 2 to 3 key elements that you think you really want your customer to know about your product or service? And I will help you brainstorm some headline ideas. More than happy to do that for you. So here's my question to you. When are you going to use the headline shaker maker to create a winning headline for your product or service? I want to thank you for being a right Bobby Dazzler of a Hit Publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes. But if you do, next time you need a minor alteration or a repair that takes the repair person in the shop just 10 minutes to do, they're 28% more likely to let you have it free of charge. Amazing! Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or email me using hello@rightwithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.